Lake Placid is a popular tourist location, both for its Olympic legacy and its location in the central Adirondacks. The popularity of Airbnb and other short-term rental options, allowing local homeowners to rent their properties, is creating some challenges for the village, including complaints from some residents that unregistered hotels are being operated in residential areas. Village Mayor Craig Randall tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley the town of North Elba and Lake Placid have drafted a new short-term rental law and will hold a public hearing on it Tuesday evening.
We're faced with having something in the neighborhood of 600 of our home sites that are engaged in vacation rentals. Most of those represent homes that are second homes for people who themselves come here and spend time in Lake Placid, but when they're not using them, utilize vacation rentals as a way to help them, I suspect, cover the cost of maintaining the property, keeping it heated, paying the taxes and insurance and all of those things that any homeowner would deal with. But certainly there's a challenge here in the community in that we don't have enough housing to take care of our workers and our young families that might otherwise stay here in Lake Placid, whose families might grow and help enhance our school population, which over the years has been declining, as it is across the Adirondacks in many of our school districts. But Lake Placid, again, represents a real focal point in terms of the traveling public. So it is a real challenge for Lake Placid, and we're working diligently on it. We're trying to come out with a set of standards that will apply appropriate public health and safety regulations to these properties, because right now their use as a vacation rental is completely unregulated. And also we're trying to find a way to soften the impact on neighborhoods that one time were all family neighborhoods and now are largely vacation rental neighborhoods, at least on the weekends and during vacation times.
Why don't the vacation rentals go under any other codes within the village for, say, hotel use or something like that?
Hotels and motels and boarding rooms and rooming houses are recognized in our land use code. Short-term vacation rentals fall through the cracks in the code. With the advent of the Airbnbs, VRBOs, and the advent of the internet, all of a sudden you had the perfect storm. And all of a sudden there was this wonderful opportunity for second homeowners, who we've had for many years in Lake Placid before, had found a way that they could rent their home when they're not here and make a little money on it. Many people refer to these as their little business. And I said, frankly, the word little business is really a violation of our land use code as it relates to our residential neighborhood descriptions. My hope is that by requiring permits that we'll be able to get an inventory of exactly where these properties are so that we don't have this widespread invasion of this activity going on all the time in all the neighborhoods.
One of the other things that's of concern in the village of Lake Placid is the Main Street project. I believe in January the local business group met and expressed some concerns about what that would mean for their businesses as the work along Main Street was done. Can you give us an update on the project and what you're doing to alleviate some of businesses' concerns?
It looks like we'll be going out to bid later this spring with a fall start. There are those who will tell us today that this project will likely bankrupt them. All I can say is, these are projects, you're looking right here at some manuals that represent the same project discussions dating back to 1999, and the project hasn't really changed in 20 years, except that we now know that we have to upgrade our water main systems along the street for fire protection purposes, and also just to be able to provide more water service to a community that is growing. And in addition to that, in just the last 2 years, there's been a major focus on the welfare of Mirror Lake, which runs adjacent to the street. So the answer in part is a new stormwater system. The Main Street project is largely required because of the water main situation, also because of the Mirror Lake situation and the stormwater systems. Construction is likely going to be done in phases so that not the whole street is shut down.
The public hearing on the Lake Placid draft short-term rental law is scheduled for 6 p.m. Tuesday in the Conference Center. Lake Placid residents for a sustainable community are urging residents to speak out in favor of regulations, saying they are concerned that the growth in short-term rentals is displacing affordable and workforce housing in the village. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.